Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
I'm going to get into something that really irritates me, and this has a lot to do with the South Side. I have two girls at Pitt, okay? One of them's 21, so it's irrelevant, but it was relevant until she turned 21. The other one is 18, and so it is relevant. They and all their friends, all of them, every single one, have fake IDs. All of them. All of them go to about 10 bars in Pittsburgh. And all of them accept fake IDs. All of them. And I'll tell you what irritates the hell out of me, and I didn't learn this until I started asking. These fake IDs, they're like $80. They used to be $500, which is weird. And they're insane. My boy, Sergeant Robinson, kind of runs the South Side law enforcement. He has 300 of them, fake IDs. Here's what irritates the hell out of me, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to play this Appala thing, and we're going to talk about this capo bar, these annoying jagoffs. All of these fake IDs scan. So what's my point? You go in and there's this big burly bouncer. He says, "Let me see your ID." He scans it and it goes through some scanner, and the scanner says it's okay. Why? Why is that when it's not okay? No, seriously, why? And so I ask that. And how do I know this? My daughter and all of her friends, let's say 12 of them, went on some bar crawl last week, some sorority silliness. And 10 of them had fake IDs. They all went to the same bar and they all went past the scanner. What's the point of the scanner if the scanners suck? I blame this on the LCB and the state jagoffs. You know the scanners suck. You know they don't read real data. Those damn scanners should lock that license into a database in Harrisburg and say, "This is not real." Boom, done. I'll tell you right now, this goofy Don, take the fake ID off your 18-year-old. Yeah, that'll help. That'll help, Don. One cop has 375 of them, goof. Goof. People are goofy, man. One bar, 12 girls, 10 fake IDs, they all got in. And the state knows this. They're not stupid. I want you to listen. And Capo, my daughter last night, she's 21. She literally said to me, I'm not going to go to Capo anymore. It's a teen bar. A teen bar. Jagoffs. Listen to this interview with Zappala on, was that Friday? Yeah, Friday. Listen. You have a lot of concerns about how they're running their business, don't you, sir?
Yes, I do. And they do cater to a younger crowd.
Yep.
And in fact, some of their practices just don't make sense to me, but they're encouraging younger people to be there. I'm just concerned.
Hold on. Marty, pause that real quick. Pause that. Wow. He is so spot on right there. I had no idea. I'm out of touch on the younger bar. Either the bar's 21 years old or it's not. They're not allowed to have a younger crowd. It's against the law, Steve. And I didn't know till this interview that all these goofy kids pay $80 for the fake IDs and they scan through. These idiot bouncers know it and they let it continue. This is Capo. Listen.
Get themselves jammed up on some, you know, relatively minor matter like Publican talk, or they use a fake ID. Man, that stuff can jam you up for the rest of your life. You know, we don't want to hurt these children. We just want them to be aware of your surroundings. And if you're going to go into areas like that, please be very careful.
Are you going to give them a 611, sir? Shut them down.
I've directed my people to prepare the petition. I'll review it sometime today. We'll probably file today, and then I'm encouraging a meeting with the owners before a judge gets and, you know, takes the case and starts moving the docket.
But I could tell by your tone that you were deeply concerned about this young lady that was in there, and then you see a man carrying her drunk and he rapes her in a parking lot. That had to really set you off, Steve.
Well, of course, these are allegations that have been made, and that person is innocent until they're proven guilty. But it is on video. And yeah, the conduct of the bar really does concern me, and I think that was the last straw for my guys.
Is this the key to settling down the South Side, shutting down these nuisance bars, sir?
No, I think what we have to do, Marty, is we have to sit down with the business community like we did a couple of years ago and just talk to them. And LCE practically lives on Carson Street. I mean, they're really, really diligent. And they're very good at what they do, but they're down there watching these guys. Some of these bars, like I think Capo's, cannot be made safe, you know, and that's part of the problem I have with that establishment. The other people, it's not so much interfering with the privacy of the residential community down there, as much as they are creating, an atmosphere that can't be controlled. I don't want to speak for the chief of police with the city, but it seems like they create an atmosphere that's very difficult
to
control.
All right, that's enough. It's a public nuisance. Regarding what he said about the LCB, they may be down there all the time, but they know that these jagoffs are using scanners that aren't efficient. They lie about the fact that, what the hell does that mean when a fake ID scans through? Let me tell you this. If I try to get into the Super Bowl with fake tickets, I'm going to jail. Huh. Ask my boy Ticket Nick. If I try to get into the Masters with a fake pass, I'm going down. Fast. These goofy bars. Now my boy telling me that teenagers from high school are going to these clubs with fake IDs. At some point, there has to be adult accountability, because teens will drink. They will. Teens will go out. And if there's a fake ID that gets them past a scan, I would have gotten the fake ID. Brief story from when I was growing up. I was 16, topless bar, Liberty Avenue, downtown, bunch of Central Catholic football players in a car. We went to the topless bar. There was this is right on Liberty Avenue when there were still prostitutes walking the streets there. The old fart working the front door said, boys, you got some ID. We showed them our Central Catholic IDs. He said, go on in, fellas. That was stupid. That was lazy. We're 30 years later here, kids. 30 plus. Shut down the damn bars. And if you don't have a scanner that reads a fake ID, then get a new friggin' scanner. This all comes back to myself and Steve Zappala in our conversation. Hold these criminal bars accountable. Make them buy $5,000 scanners, because they do have them, that work. Try and get a fake ID past TSA at the airport. That's true, Marty. If they can do it in the airport, they can do it in Oakland. Which leads to my next point. Now I'm told these capo idiots that own this horrible bar that's a nuisance are going to buy the Panther Pit. Maybe the dumpiest, most violated bar in history of Pittsburgh. All they ever did was break the law. So they were finally shut down. And now I'm told Capo is going in there. Isn't that special? It's disgusting. It's ignorant, man. I'm hacked off about this.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.